In Massachusetts, the opioid epidemic is hitting one group of residents particularly hard, Latinos. In just 3 years, their rate of overdose deaths has doubled, rising faster than deaths among blacks or whites, and officials say they don't know why. WBUR's Martha Biebinger went looking for an explanation.
Nice to meet you,
Mike. Okay.
You know, good job.
God bless you, brother. Love you, man.
A man in sneakers, jeans, and a short-sleeved plaid shirt slaps greetings to a small group at Casa Esperanza, a collection of day treatment and residential programs in Roxbury.
My name is Victor Lopez. My age is 48 years old. I'm originally from Jersey.
Okay, my name is Irma, and I'm a grateful recovering addict. I'm 43.
My name is Felito Diaz. I'm a house manager at the men's program.
Julio Cesar Santiago completes this semicircle of patients and staff, all in recovery, whose common addiction is heroin. He's 3 weeks into treatment.
You know, I still have dreams where I'm about to use drugs, you know, and I have to wake up and get on my knees and pray, you know what I mean? Like, God, take this away from me because, you know, I don't want to go back. You know, I know that if I go back out there, I'm done.
Santiago has reason to worry. Overdose death rates among Latinos increased at twice the rate of any other race or ethnicity in the most recent state report. These three men and one woman, as well as others interviewed for this story, agree on many reasons why. Here's the first.
That has a lot to do with the language barrier.
Irma Bermudez says Latinos who are not fluent in English hit the first barrier when they try to decipher websites or brochures that advertise treatment.
I mean, we might find out about an agency and walk in there, but if there's no translation, we're not going to get nothing out of it.
Nothing out of group counseling sessions or individual appointments where patients don't understand all or even most of what's said. 11% of estimated opioid overdose deaths last year were Latino. And yet this agency, Casa Esperanza, says it is the only addiction treatment program in Boston where all of the direct care staff speak Spanish. There are 100 names on the waiting list for the men's unit. So Richie Lopez, who's now a recovery coach, spends a lot of time on the phone trying to get clients into a program that has at least one translator.
You got to press one. You got to press two. And then when you get to all this voice thing, you get a voicemail.
And eventually, says Lopez, a callback that typically offers to put his client on another waiting list.
Cheese and crackers, you telling me that this person has to wait 2 to 3 months to get a bed? I'm trying to save this person today.
Lopez has close ties these days with providers, the police, and EMTs. But he had a different attitude when he was using heroin on the streets. And it may point to another reason Latinos are dying after an overdose more often than other drug users.
It's not cool to be calling 911.
Even, says Lopez, if you are watching someone overdose. Everyone in the room says this is more true of Latino men than women.
You know, the men in the house, like the word help sounds like degrading. You know what I'm saying? Like you degrade yourself. Not even 911. 911 is like you're getting exiled from your community.
That's social exile. Felito Diaz says possible physical exile terrifies some Latinos, too.
They fear if they get involved, they're going to get deported.
Yeah, if you will be facing deportation, definitely.
Bermudez jumps in.
And some other women also, if they're in a relationship or trying to protect someone, they might hesitate as well.
Hesitate if their boyfriend or husband is overdosing but has an outstanding warrant for drug possession or a related crime like robbery. 79% of Casa Esperanza clients have been incarcerated in the last 5 years, which makes finding a job or building a stable life when they leave treatment difficult.
You want to start over, you want to start fresh, but you can't do it because you have your past in your back.
The stigma is so hard. The only thing that's available is a damn dishwasher or working in a damn kitchen. Are you serious?
Or going back to what you know.
Going back to using and sometimes dealing drugs, which raises another reason Latinos may be hit hard by this epidemic. Current and former users say they have an inside track. Drug users and investigators interviewed for this story say many distributors are Dominican or Puerto Rican. They say Spanish-speaking buyers sometimes get discounts or the first, most potent cut. It's a cultural thing, says Lopez.
Of course. I, I would feel more comfortable selling to a Latino if I was a drug dealer than a Caucasian or somebody else, because I know how to relate and get that money off them.
Latinos are hardly a uniform community, but they share an important risk factor for addiction: poverty. In Massachusetts, four times as many Latinos live below the poverty line as do whites. 97% of Casa Esperanza clients were recently homeless.
See that green building back there? That's ours.
Out on the street, Casa Esperanza director Emily Stewart points to one of the program's transitional housing units. The wait time for an apartment in that green building stretches from 1 to 10 years.
If you've done all the work of getting somebody stabilized and then they leave and they don't have a stable place to go, you know, you're right back where you started.
Stewart praises the Baker administration for diving into the data that shows higher overdose death rates for Latinos. The next step, she says, has to be a public education campaign in the Spanish language media. The state public health commissioner plans to meet with Casa Esperanza and other bilingual providers later this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.